is an Australian English expression meaning, do not worry about that, or that's all right, or she'll be all right. The phrase is widely used in Aussie speech and represents a feeling of friendliness, good humour, optimism, and mateship in Australian culture. The phrase no worries has even been referred to as the national motto of Australia, apparently since 1978. We tend to associate worries with anxiety. In the 10th of June 2002 edition of Time magazine, there was an article in the health section under the title, The Science of Anxiety, with the subtitle, Why Do We Worry Ourselves Sick? Because the brain is hardwired for fear, and sometimes it short circuits. In her interesting article, Christine Gorman wrote, It's 4 a.m. and you're wide awake. Palms sweaty, heart racing. You're worried about your kids, your aging parents, your retirement account, your health, your sex life, breathing evenly beside you, your spouse is oblivious. Doesn't he or she see the dangers that lurk in every shadow? He must not. Otherwise, how could he, with all that's going on in the world, have talked so calmly at dinner last night about flying to Florida for a vacation? I've inserted North Queensland in place of Florida because we're in Australia. She continues, how is it that two people facing the same circumstances can react so differently? Why are some folks buffeted by the vicissitudes of life while others glide through them with grace and calm? Are some of us just born more nervous than others? And if you're one of them, is there anything you can do about it? The key to these questions is the emotional response we call anxiety. Unlike hunger or thirst, which build and dissipate in the immediate present, anxiety is the sort of feeling that sneaks up on you from the day after tomorrow. It's supposed to keep you from feeling too safe. Without it, few of us would survive. People who worry display a body language that gives the impression they are carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. They have that worried look on their faces. Worry affects all kinds of people, including Christians. Don't think for a moment that because you are a Christian, you are somehow exempt from worry. That is certainly not the case. Some people have a psychological and emotional makeup that makes them natural worriers. Anxiety is increasingly prevalent in modern society with all the stresses and strains of life. Many people, not normally anxious, have been experiencing acute anxiety during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a recent article in Time magazine entitled, "The Coronavirus Pandemic May Be Causing an Anxiety Pandemic," Jeffrey Kluger wrote as follows. As the physical coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, an emotional pandemic is following fast in its wake. When the whole world is going to pieces, it's awfully hard for the human mind, a fragile thing in the best of times, to cope. And more, doctors are reporting the spread of despair, worry, and depression among their patients, especially those already suffering from some form of anxiety disorder. It's too early in the coronavirus plague to know the exact extent to which anxiety disorders are on the rise, mostly because the clinical cases are lost in the much louder noise of the global panic. But anecdotally, at least, doctors are reporting both new anxieties among existing patients and relapses among former ones. The state of anxiety was very common in the days of the Apostle Paul. The members of the church at Philippi that he had founded were beset by constant worry. They were surrounded by enemies and had tended to become daunted by their threat. If anybody had a valid reason for worrying, it was Paul. He had to contend with disagreements amongst the members of the church. There was tension in the congregation, which was leading to division. Added to this, Paul faced uncertainty about his future and the possibility of his own death. So if ever a man had good reason to lie in his bed sleepless at night, it was Paul. Yet, Paul didn't worry about any of these things. Some people find it hard to believe that an anxiety-free life is actually possible. Paul was convinced that it is. So let me read some words that Paul wrote, words that we read earlier in the service, Philippians chapter 4, and verse 6a. Do not be anxious about anything. Did you hear that right? Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. He doesn't make any exceptions. This phrase reminds us of the section in the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus tells us not to worry. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Let me just read how it begins. Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. I tell you, do not worry about your life. That's what Jesus says. And Paul backs it up. Do not be anxious about anything. Ralph Martin has this comment. Do not be anxious is a negative command based on the idea that anxiety betrays a lack of trust in God's care and is a species of unconscious blasphemy against him. Very strong words. Do not be anxious. The Greek word that's translated anxious here in Philippians 4 verse 6 means to be pulled in different directions. Our hopes, they pull us in one direction. And then our fears, they pull us in the opposite direction. The result is that we are pulled apart, pulled in all kinds of different directions, apparently at the same time. The Old English root from which we get our word for worry means to strangle. Worry can strangle us. We become obsessed with it. It consumes our life night and day. Worry produces physical effects. Headaches, neck pains, ulcers, weight loss, and sleeplessness. Worry affects our thinking, our digestion, and even our coordination. We can't concentrate on our work, study, play, or recreation. Worry affects our eating. We lose our appetite. We feel a ball of tension in our stomach. When we worry, we are distracted. Worry is like a thief that breaks into our life and steals our joy and peace. People often give us glib advice when they realize that we are worriers. They say or ask, "Will you stop worrying?" This will never capture the thief. The break-in of worry into our life is an inside job. And it takes a lot more than good intentions to get a victory over it. Well, the Apostle Paul offers a timeless and universal remedy for anxiety. So he continues in verse 6. Let me just repeat the words at the beginning again. Do not be anxious about anything. Now he continues. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Eugene Peterson in The Message paraphrases the words as follows. Listen carefully. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. The antidote to anxiety and the prelude to enjoying peace and joy are to be found in the linked exercise of prayer and thanksgiving. in prayer, anxiety is resolved by trust in God. That which causes anxiety is brought to God, who is totally competent and in whose hands the matter we bring, whatever it is, may be left. In thanksgiving, anxiety is resolved by deliberate acceptance of the worrying circumstances as something which an all-wise, all-loving, and all-sovereign God has appointed. Prayer addresses the question, how shall I cope? And answers it by pointing away to God, to His resources, and to His promises. Thanksgiving addresses the question, why has this happened to me? And answers it by pointing to God, who never acts without a purpose, and whose purposes never fail. The richness of the vocabulary which Paul uses here underlines the importance which he attaches to this recipe for peaceful living. The word prayer here is general. Its inner thought is that of addressing a request to God. One respected commentator, Alec Motier, writes this. In a time of anxiety, it is when we bring the matter to God that we find release. Our gaze should be constantly upward, that all of life is at once reflected as by a mirror to the throne. Supplication points to our lowly status as suppliants and to the bringing of our needs to the Lord. Requests respond to the Lord's kindly question to us, what do you want me to do for you? Paul writes here in a simple and practical way. To emphasize the point, let me repeat the words again. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Paul clearly sets out a roadmap to overcome worry. He uses imperatives because he is writing about the things that we should do and practice as believing Christians. There's one word in our text this morning that we haven't really noted so far. We've mentioned it a few times, but we haven't put the spotlight on it. Have you guessed what it is? It is the word everything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in, and the next word is everything. We could easily miss this word, but I want to emphasize it as I conclude because it is so important. Here's the point. And I really want you to hold on to this as you leave this service later on. The point is this. We can take everything to God in prayer. The big things in life and the little things, which if they are not dealt with, they can also become big things. Have you taken hold of that point? You can take everything in your life, whatever it is, something you're not even willing to share with anybody else, not even your partner. Maybe you're embarrassed or ashamed. You feel uncomfortable about that. You can't even talk to your minister about it. Well, I have news for you. You can take that thing, whatever it is, to God in prayer. Everything. Warren Wiersbe once wrote, "Talking to God about everything that concerns us and Him is the first step toward victory over worry." At the end of the service this morning, the choir will sing the words of Joseph Scriven's famous hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's such a shame that we can't all join in singing these lovely words, but for the moment, as you all know, we can't. So we'll sit back and we'll listen to the choir sing these words, containing these lines. And as they sing them, you look at your order of service and focus on them and see them in black and white. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. "Do not be anxious about anything," says Paul. Are you anxious? You can't sleep very well at night. You toss and you turn because your life is consumed with worry. Worry about your family, your job, your finances, your health, your future. You are weighed down with all these worries. The Aussie expression, "No worries," doesn't apply to you. My advice to you is, follow Paul's advice in verse 6b. If you do, the expression, "no worries," will not only be referred to as one of the national mottos of Australia, but far more importantly, it will be the motto of your life. May it be so. Amen.